And we have time certain to consider a regular meeting schedule and the next schedule for the next meeting at the bottom of the agenda.
Okay, and I'm just going to speak to the point of information as chair. I simply did not think that in a three-hour meeting we could do this much. So if you'll notice at the bottom of the chair's agenda, I have the old business, and I will be recommending we call a special meeting to deal with old business. We're already probably at 7:30. We have to meet by 10. Therefore, I just did not think we have the time to deal with an agenda of this.
Okay. The chair will recognize now that the question has been called and seconded. If you vote now, you are not voting on the merits of the two agendas. You're simply voting on whether or not you want to end debate and go to a vote. So you're voting only on the question. Those in favor of calling the question and ending debate, raise your hand for your fuchsia, beautiful fuchsia, multicolored card.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16
in favor of one. Opposed. The question has been called. Date is closed. We go directly to a vote. Those in favor of Harrison's motion to replace the agenda handed out with his agenda, please raise your hand for your cards.
Raise them high,
please.
1, 2, 3, 3 in favor.
4. Oh,
where's the fourth one?
Jane,
did you raise your card?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, 4. Those opposed.
Okay,
the motion fails, and we'll go with this agenda, but...
We can still have the opportunity to consider amending it.
Yes, in fact, if you had given me a moment, I was going to say, we have not replaced the agenda with the new agenda, but we still may look at the agenda very quickly. We don't want to spend a lot of time, but we are still open to any alterations, enrichments, additions, and so on. Okay, the chair recognizes the chair next
slide. I would like to add a necessary report to include information on the status of the
minutes. I would recommend we put that in very quickly in agenda item 1. Is there any objection to including that in agenda item 1?
Yes.
Okay.
I wish to have the cap come first.
Okay. You know, I'm willing to really honor that idea that the cap is the primary thing. Could we put it under agenda item 6 at the end, committee reports, and after structure and committee of correspondence, put secretary's report. Any objection? Seeing none, we're going to put the secretary's report. I was suggesting that the secretary's report from Terry go at the end of agenda item 6. Secretary's report.
Right.
Any objection? Seeing none.
This is so
important. Okay. Any other considerations around agenda? Seeing none.
Oh, yes.
Chair recognizes Sonali.
If our general manager is not here, then Mr. Agenda.
Yes, we do. Okay, we do have 10 copies of her written report, but I would recommend that the board go to the internet and read it, rather maybe than taking it up. The body will make that decision. My recommendation is that we could go to the internet. It's posted.
At the same time, it's 7:34.
The secretary and I can actually send you her written report.
Is she going to be here?
No. She is not going to be. She has classes on Tuesday night. Okay. The vice chair is asking that you raise your card. Is there anyone who doesn't have a brilliant card? It's a little easier to see that if you have that.
Raise your hand, raise your card, because then I can put on the
test. Okay.
I have an extra card.
Yeah, it doesn't have to have your name on it, any card. Okay. The chair recognizes the secretary, Terry.
I move that we waive the reading of the general manager's report, enter it into
discussion? Seeing none, we'll go immediately to the vote. Those in favor of doing what that motion calls for, the motion by Terry, raise your card. Opposed? Okay, that motion moves. Okay, we're going to move along. I would entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
I also approve the agenda.
It's been moved and seconded that we approve the agenda. Any discussion?
I have a comment.
Yes.
I'd like to give a time certain to the PND Archives Committee discussion.
Okay, that's very good. That's agenda item 9, selection of our delegates to PND Archives Committee.
And Tom, while I'm here, can I do the same thing for a discussion of the regular meeting?
No, before you go to the second one, what time certain are you calling for on that?
Let's say 9:35 for both that and consideration of a regular meeting schedule.
Okay, and I'm going to consider that a motion. Is there a second?
Yes.
It's been moved and seconded. Now we have time certain 9:35 for discussion of two items: the LSB's two delegates to the PMP Archives Committee, and also a discussion of a regular meeting schedule revisiting. We've actually had some discussion about this. Revisiting a regular meeting schedule, time certainty 9:35.
And a report.
Dave has his hand up. Oh, excuse me, Dave, I'm sorry.
Please use the card.
Is there a ballot? Is there a ballot already prepared for the election of the people to that committee?
Yeah, we have something that could be used. Okay. Okay, go with you. Okay. The vice chair and I are reminding you, do not blurt. Do not blurt out. And do use your card if you have one. That would be very helpful. Jerry.
I want to point out that the regular meeting schedule is part of the Structure Committee report here in the United States.
Thank you, Jerry. Let me see. Let's take a vote on this proposal by Harrison. We didn't take a vote on this, did we? That 9:35 be time certain for those two. It's been moved and seconded.
Can I change the motion in response to Jerry's?
Wait,
I amend my own motion.
No, because if it's moved, we'll just go ahead. If it's moved by 9:35, we won't do it. If it's moved, we'll declare it moved.
Right.
I haven't declared anything moved for here, okay. It's been moved and seconded. I'm looking for the question on this, Sherman. Well, can you do that for me? Yes, it's been questions been called. Let's go directly. You're not voting on the...
The secretary is now being heard.
Question, raise your card.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18.
Okay, the question has been called. We're going directly to a vote. The motion is that at 9:35 p.m. time certain, we take up PMB Archives Committee and regular schedule for a regular schedule meeting schedule. All those in favor, raise your cards.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
Opposed? That motion passes, and I'm going to call on Harrison to keep his eye on the watch. I'm sure you won't be doing so, but you'll remind the chair at 9:35. Yes, that's going to be important too. So let's just stay in the agenda. The chair would entertain a motion to accept the agenda. It's been moved. It's been seconded. Thank you. Moved and seconded. Any further discussion? None. Is there a call to the question? We don't need it if there are no hands. That's right. Okay, let's go directly to a vote. Those in favor of accepting the agenda as amended, raise your card.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
Opposed. We're going to suspend the
late arrival of Niall Al-Ardani. is noted at 7:40 p.m.
We need someone very strict, unspirited timekeeper.
How long do you need to have it?
That's a Chicago moratorium. A lot of people have.
speaker.
And have many Republicans here.
Speak for yourself. Speak up.
So what I've been advocating this for some 20 years, and not only in a single day, I mean a series of workshops, retreats, seminars, because we're never going to accomplish improving our performance, in my opinion, unless we set aside time to do it outside of our so-called business meetings. So I'd like to have this set up like 6 months ago. That's only half a joke. I'm dead serious about it. The more we put it off, the further we're going to get up to our next end of construction. Not that any one day will solve our problems, we need to make a beginning. That's my opinion. So I'm not against setting a date, August, September. I'm just commenting. I think that it's dragged on more than half a year. We're just not going to get anywhere if we have this low priority.
Thank you.
It's the highest priority. Know each other better, know what our issues, concerns are, and then reflect on some of our functioning in these meetings that have not happened in the course of these meetings.
I have a stack of four, and we're going to then try to close debate, close discussion, and go to the proposal. I'm going to give you the stack. Ed, Jan Grisman, Margaret Prescott, and Jane Halliburton.
I wanted to say I think September 11th is a good time and not a bad time. People are, because it's September 11th, people are worried about whatever. It's a good time to get away from things and not just be crazy at home or whatever. So I think it's a splendid time because nothing else probably will be going on, and we'll probably be arguing about other days, for, you know, until the next term. No.
I hope that the date can be fixed as soon as possible and held as soon as possible. I suspect that September 11th will make a difference from that we can think about.
I don't think the next question is on.
I think that I would request that the planning committee actually plan two retreats because the LSB is going to be having lessons, I think, in October. So if another retreat kind of thing can be planned for, say, November also, I think it would, you know, while you're doing it, plan two is probably not, certainly not double the trouble. And then it can be at least in the works and we don't have to, you know, reinvent the wheel twice.
Thank you. Margaret.
I wondered if someone had said earlier that September 11th day may be considered for national meetings, but I think we're going to have to consider that. And I'm wondering also if we should perhaps consider sometime in August, you know, maybe the middle of August, around the beginning of September, around the Republican convention, a lot of those activists are going to be protesting. So, you know, that's not going to be good either.
James.
Actually, I say exactly what Mark's saying. I was thinking that Ed's idea of September 11th was good, and if the PMB meeting is then, what about the second to last week in August? How is that?
Okay,
second to last weekend. The second to last. The third weekend in August.
Okay, these are the last two speakers before we go to the resolution. Alan and Leslie.
September 11th, I was speaking engagement at Santa Monica City College, so maybe September 12th, just to throw that up, because I took them 2 days on the weekend. And then I'll be out of town in Italy in mid-August. But and hopefully I'll be not in jail in New York City.
I'll be there with you. Okay, and finally, Leslie.
Yeah, I'd like to move that we instruct the retreat committee to look at a first date of September 12th and at a second date of, let's see, 1, 2, 3, that would be August 22nd.
Okay.
And I so moved.
Okay, there's a motion on the floor, but I'm going to accept that as a substitute motion. And you'll see if that passes to replace the original motion. Take a substitute. Does everyone understand the substitute motion that was just proposed by Leslie?
Can you make it on the first?
Well, I'm going to, the maker of the motion still has control over it. So, what did you say? Okay. So, you heard the substitute motion. Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Not seeing any. We can move to a vote. And just so we're clear on what we're voting on, Leslie, you move that the retreat ad hoc task force here consider first August.
September 12th.
September 12th.
And secondly, I believe it's August 22nd.
And August 22nd.
Yes.
Okay, no further discussion. Let's go to a vote. If you approve the substitute motion, raise your card.
What are we replacing for?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
Opposed? Okay, now thank you to the task force working. Opposed? One more time.
Anybody opposed? 1, 5.
You're the one who proposed August
22nd. Okay, that is the discussion on that. Our major agenda item here.
There's only three of us on the retreat line. We really need to do some more help because we're envisioning that the board manages the homework, station management manages the homework, and all of that. So, and then there's just all the logistical stuff. There's just three of us. So if anyone else is interested in working with us on the planning, let us know after the meeting or when we get ready for something.
Who's on
the three? Israel, Jane, and myself.
Thank you very much. Now, just before we go to our next agenda item, I'm hoping we can do this in a split second. Could you look at this paper, which says at the top, LSP meeting, to members of the upright chair, this is only procedural. It's this one. We have tons of them if anyone doesn't have a copy. Okay. This is just procedural.
Come over this way.
Okay, thank you. And we should be able to do this very quickly. There are only three kinds of meetings, and they are regular, adjourned, and special. You can read on your own the opening statement, but look at the motion at the very bottom. Move that the LSB on Tuesday, July 13, 2004, ratified the call of this meeting by the chair and acknowledged that the LSB expected and agreed to the calling of such meeting by the chair. Inasmuch as the body adjourned its last meeting without setting a specific date, time, and venue for this meeting. Has it been moved? Seconded? The question is called for. Well, let's just see. Is there any discussion? Okay, the question is called for. We have no discussion. We go directly to a vote. Those in favor of this motion, raise your cards. Clarity that you did actually expect this meeting to happen in a regular way. Let's go to the agenda. Agenda item 2, process for establishing a community advisory board. And before we go to that, I'll just tell listener sponsors that it is a mandate that LSBs in the five signal areas create community advisory boards that will advise us, and that thrust is to have communities on that board from traditionally underrepresented or unrepresented communities. And so we're going to go to a team that has been working on this. Let's open the discussion with concrete proposals. Chair recognizes Bill Gallegos.
Julie Rodriguez and I met to based on authorization for
board meeting to talk about the diversity issue with CAP. And we developed a proposal that you was distributed to you tonight, and I would ask you to ignore the, I think it's on the first page there, some suggested interview questions. Okay, the interview questions we're proposing are actually this form that's on the back page. Okay, so, and we were trying to think of something that would be inclusive and also able to take care of business without being unwieldy. And so that's what we came up with, a size of 12 people. We thought that would be a sufficient number of people to allow for inclusiveness, specifically, well, also being a manageable size. And that's strictly up to us. There's no mandated size for the community advisory board. And then we thought about the composition with regard to the strong sentiment from the board that we really want diversity to be central to the composition of this board. And that's what we came up with, the proposal that we did, that 9 seats be allocated for representatives from three from the African American community, three from the Latino community, and three from the Asian Pacific Islander community. We subsequently received some feedback from Marie Arbunian about the representation of South Asian, Middle Eastern, and Muslim communities, and we think that we should think about that the other three seats be set aside for the representatives of those communities. And then we recommended a set, this was based on kind of the feedback we got from the public comments and in discussion at the board about the considerations that we should have in making the selections for those different communities. So we put someone from the disabled community, some folks from the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender community, young people, folks, labor activists, cultural activists, there's a whole range of things that we included in here that would allow for a fairly broad range of diversity within a commitment to including the communities that have been historically and currently underrepresented at most levels, I guess at all levels of Pacifica. So that was our thinking, and subsequent to this going out, we got some feedback, and there was some concern, not so much about the actual diversity proposal, which was really accelerated and pardoned by that, but the process for selection. And we got feedback both from board members and listener sponsors, and we want to make a different proposal from what's in here. And our proposal is that this board set up a committee to recommend a slate for the cast that would be led and composed of the members of color from this board and led by members of color from this board, and that we would make a recommendation for whatever number we finally decide on, taking into account all the criteria that are in the proposal to this board for selection, rather than going through the more time-consuming and cumbersome process of all the interviews, and also taking into account that since the board here is primarily Euro-American, it would be much more difficult, given if we want to place the diversity that we're recommending at the center of this, for folks to have those kinds of recommendations. So that's just some background to this, and I'd like to just give it to June. She did a lot of work on looking at demographics and thinking through the kind of inquiry process.
Yeah, the only other thing that I want to add is just that we did do some pretty deep demographic research in looking at the coverage area for KPFK. Then we also looked at kind of the composition of the current board and how we can begin to reconcile some of the diversity issues that have come up previously in the LSB elections. And so we felt like the CAT would be a perfect opportunity to begin to provide that avenue for the commitment to diversity that the Pacifica State clearly in its, you know, preamble, mission statement, and those sorts of things. And so we did do it very much based on demographics and just trying to figure out how, again, to bring that representation in a way that provides, you know, inclusivity from other constituencies and communities. communities, but as well as, you know, giving the opportunities for folks from communities of color to be participating members in all of this. And so I think that, I mean, just in the spirit that we sort of wrote this proposal, that we're open and we thank those folks who have offered some suggestions and more importantly, workable solutions of how we can kind of make this possible. And so I guess we're just kind of looking for continued guidance in that process and figuring out how we can really make this work. We do think it will help us provide the diversity that we all have hoped to achieve and bring into the station, not only in terms of ethnic diversity, but also, as Bill mentioned, diversity within the gay and lesbian community, young people, you know, disabled communities, you know, folks from just different areas as well. And so figuring out how it is that we begin to broaden our governance structure and our work.
Yeah, we just think that we could really create a model here that would be outstanding for all of the citizens. And I don't know if Martin and Marie are also on this, but just unavoidably, you know, we're able to participate in some of this discussion, but I know that you've given a lot of thought to this as well.
No, because there are other members who have worked on this, I'm actually going to allow two people to speak first who have been a part of this. Then I have a stack. So Maria and Margaret, if they have not, well, you're not, it's not Maria, it's Margaret. Was it just Margaret, the only other member?
No, Marie Geary.
Oh, Marie Geary, who's not here tonight.
She's here.
Oh, they are here. Oh, my God. I think the chair is going to recognize Margaret and then Marie before we go to comments by board members.
Yes, sir. Really wanted to thank Bill and Julie for the work they did. Many may remember this was an issue that I did have raised at the last board meeting, and unfortunately had to be out of town at the time the meeting happened. It was totally unavoidable. We did talk about it, and I thought that it was important enough and that there was certainly enough trust in, you know, Marie and Bill, you know, being fundamentally on the same page that, you know, I felt the meeting could proceed and a proposal be made without actually, you know, having to be there. So I just wanted to support the proposal that's come forward and the work that has gone into it, and also to remind the board that one of the things that we want to be mindful of when we think about race and diversity and representation is that it's also important that we are looking at people who are grounded and accountable to a specific community. I think all of us know that we live in a world now that the color of your skin doesn't necessarily mean, you know, that you're moving in the right direction. You just have to look at Colin Powell and Condoleezza Rice to know that that is indeed the case. So rather than looking at people who perhaps are, you know, individuals with good ideas, since it is a community advisory board supposed to be representing a community, that we actually consider in the interview process people who are grounded in their specific communities and who, you know, have shown some effort at working, you know, within their own communities and therefore, in that sense, represent some kind of constituency as opposed to one individual voice. Not that there's anything wrong with one individual voice, but I think, you know, that is really within the spirit of the cabinet of itself. So I just wanted to support their efforts and their work.
Thank you. And Marie, do you have a comment?
No, I will pass, but I sincerely agree with Margaret.
Very good. All right, now we have a stack that will go to around this. Maria, Jane, I'm actually for the first time going to call, I've never done this before, I'm going to call on myself and relinquish the chair. Alan, Leslie, Jan, Ed, Israel. Okay. Shirna, Harrison.
Dave
Adelson.
Harrison, are you in the
staff? Yes,
yes, yes. Is
it 2 minutes? Yeah, we'll have to set a time limit. You're our keeper of time.
Okay.
2 minutes, Max. Okay. Maria.
First of all, thank you. As I said in the email to you, I really, really, really appreciate how much work you guys put into this. You have recommended 12 members be designated for the CAB, three from
African American, three from the Latino community, three from the Pacific Islander, Asian Pacific Islander community. That's 9 seats, at least 3 seats. And if we decide that we want to also include Native Americans, this is our list here. It wasn't just Middle Easterners. There's Native Americans that I think we need to consider. There are East Asians that are not Pacific Islanders. There are West Asians, which include some of the Middle Easterners. And then there are South Asians, which include Pakistan and India and those areas. And these are people who are habitually left out. Habitually. And I really worry that their voices don't get heard. The other thing that always concerns me is, and I don't know how to do this, so you guys hopefully can help me out. Sometimes these communities are truly minorities. Like there may be in a community 5 Native Americans, for example. But there isn't enough of a demographic for anybody to pay attention to them. And therefore, their voices are completely squashed. And so I want to see KPFK listen to those communities that don't even have enough representation to show up in the census. And I actually see it all the time in my work, because they don't have a voice, they don't get heard in the legislature, because they don't have enough members that are registered to vote in the quantities that they need, nobody gives a care about them. And these are the things that also disturb me whenever we're trying to put together a community advisory board that is truly going to take into consideration minorities. There are minorities that don't even have enough numbers that are going to register on our screen.
Thank you. Was that 2 minutes?
Under
2 minutes.
Yes, under 2 minutes.
Okay. Keeping in mind that if we go through the stack at 2 minutes, that's 20 more minutes of comments, so we're really going to, we may have to reconsider a minute and a half. Let's see where we are on the agenda item. We gave this agenda item 45 minutes. When did we begin this agenda item? 7:50.
I still have some time from when you forgot about me on the first stack.
No, I didn't forget about you, Jane.
I was on the first stack before this stack.
Yeah, no, I was, Jane, please. I am not going to detract. I'm just wondering if we have the time.
I do want to always tell you about that.
That's what I was trying to determine. How much time do we have left on this agenda item? We gave it for you. Well, let's be thinking of that. Next is Jane.
Okay, two things, Bill. One, I just wanted to suggest homework. I'm absolutely serious about that. I work in the homeless community, and they all show up. Now, here's what else I want to know. Are you suggesting that we get a committee from here, and then that will take the LLC as a whole body away from doing all this interviewing, that the committee will take care of that? Great. And then are you suggesting that, how are the nominations going to take place? Hello? Going to be nominated to be part of it?
I think that we had decided on self-nominations. I mean, we hadn't really given a lot of emphasis to that. It was more the interview process would be the process through which we'd be able to identify candidates that were, as Margaret mentioned, truly representative of the community and truly dedicated to the commission. So
is your plan to put this on the KPFK and have people just self-nominate, or do we as LLC members have the right to nominate as well?
Yeah, I think
we have. Yeah, we could nominate also.
Right, did you finish, Jane?
I did.
Okay, I'm going to relinquish the chair. I normally don't do this, but I'm going to give the chair to Maria. First of all, I do want to thank you. I've talked with some of the task force members in advance. One, I think we need a higher number on this tab. It's incredible the rich diversity that's reflected in your report, but with only 12 members, it's not going to happen. Even in the Spanish-speaking, Spanish surname community, Mexicanos, Salvadoreños, people from the Dominican Republic, people from Chile, it's a very diverse community, even within
Puerto Rico.
Yeah, Puerto Rico, viva. So the other thing is, I believe your new proposal does not rejection. Is that true? The problem that some of us have with the original proposal was that people could be nominated, interviewed, and kind of publicly considered, and then rejected, which sends a message to their organization, to them personally, and to that whole community that is not healthy for the KPFK or to send. And the last thing, well, I think I'll end it there.
I mean, I think there's some, you know, it's obviously a difficult process because there are a lot of underrepresented groups. We will have to make some hard choices. There's no question about it. We cannot include everybody. I mean, unless we want to see a B of 1,000 people, there are going to be groups that are left off. And we have to think about this as one of many forms within Pacifica, within KKFK, in which we have to change the composition and improve the diversity. We're not going to do it all with a cat. And so I think if we even think that that's where it's going to happen, it ain't going to happen. But we did want to say that there's three major communities, and this is not to belittle any other community, but the Black community, the Brown community, and the Asian community that historically has long roots here, has historically been the most oppressed communities, and has been historically underrepresented at all levels in Pacifica. So we wanted to just be clear, and it's true, you know, there's a whole range of Latinos, and we're probably may not find, you know, the Brazilians or something. I don't know. But we'll just have to do our best. But if we left off the Mexicano community, Chicano-Mexicano community, we should get kicked in the ass. For sure, 65% of the Latino community.
That's right.
Hey, Alan.
Sorry, I just had one other comment. Just really quickly, too, I think that part of the charge of the CAD can also be begin to look at how is it that we reconcile these issues with, you know, the most underrepresented communities in terms of numbers. I mean, that's a function of what the CAD is going to be looking at and deciding, as well as it's doing a community needs assessment, as it's looking at programming, as it's sort of beginning to provide recommendations for the station and for the board. And so I think that also to sort of echoing what Phil was saying, but also taking it a step further to say that this could be a function of the CAD in and of itself. And so again, seeing this as step one in an entire process of being able to truly bring diversity into the system.
Okay, shall I repeat the stack? Just let me repeat, Alan. People are saying the stack was this way: Alan, Leslie, Jan, Ed, Israel, Sarah, sure enough, Harrison, and Dave.
And Margaret.
Oh, Margaret. Okay.
Just to, you know, again, this all looks really good, and I sort of lean towards maybe a few more people, and I just was going to ask Julie about maybe some of the details of the demographic work you did, because I suppose in particular, you know, this does maybe have to do with the neighborhoods that I've worked in as an activist in and around the private park and just west of there, and so many radical Latino youth who don't really listen to KPFK and feel some sense of estrangement from it, who, however, I think would really love to have a radical radio station that they would turn down to, not just a few shows. And so in terms of the demographics, as opposed to Southern California, Los Angeles is somewhere between high plurality and near majority Latino. You know, you could have a board with only 3 seats set aside and maybe 15 members. So just the demographics that you were looking into.
Yeah, definitely. The source you so folks know was from the American Community Survey Profile 2002, which is part of the sort of updating the census figures as the population sort of changes. And so the demographics that we were looking at for LA County show African American population of 10%, Asian Pacific Islander of 13%, Latino 47%, White 29%, and other being around 1%. So there's definitely a tremendous sort of sector of the population that is Latino.
Let me just add one point to this. We were very deliberate in saying 3, 3, and 3 because we want to foster unity. We didn't want to foster, you know, how many brown things, how many black. We deliberately did it from the standpoint of fostering unity.
Right. And this was all the same. I hear you on that in terms of the community values. But again, you know, so much of it is such a huge community that hadn't really been served by KPFK. And I really do have that sense of being inside the station.
Thank you. thank you, Leslie.
Yeah, first of all, Julie and Bill, I want to thank you so much for your work on this and for taking into consideration the feedback you got and working with that. I know you got a lot of it last minute, and you made some really important adjustments, I think. I would like to suggest, and if I could have Bill and Julie's concurrence with this, perhaps move, that, well, before I get to that, this evaluation form, I've got some concerns there, okay? And I do want to say, confident and poised, I'm not sure our criteria for being on the CAB.
Excuse me, could I just get a clarity? Has that form been already taken out by your proposal? Are you still using that form? I just need to know.
What you putting out?
Okay, go ahead, Leslie, go ahead.
I even have some concern about evaluating communication listening skills, depending on who's doing the evaluating, for obvious reasons. But what I would like to suggest at this point is that, in fact, the committee you're proposing, made up of the people of color on this local station board, and I would like to include Sarah in that group as well, make sure that we have a gentleman from the African-American community involved, that they take these guidelines, take the comments made here, have an open meeting, have a final discussion about this, and then go ahead with whatever they come up with. I trust the people of color on the LSD to listen to what we said to them and to do the right thing. The time is too short. The time is way too short to argue this for another month.
Okay, then we'll have the rest of the staff and then go to concrete proposals and motions. So, Jack.
I was going to ask a question. Is the community advisory board supposed to be exclusively people of color or not? I mean, or is it supposed to be dealing with underserved communities exclusively, or the entire community of Pacifica? And let me just finish with my thoughts on all of this. I think I'm just going to make a number of comments that maybe the size could be expanded from 12 to 15, so that there's a little bit more leeway to look at a few other people, and that, you know, that some, you know, you could have one person from a community, and possibly just to consider, instead of having 3, 3, and 3, of having 2, 3, so that there's, you know, that there's some flexibility in terms of the kinds of people who come out. But I, on the other hand, I really appreciate the concept of having, you know, Latino, Black, and Asian being equal. So, you know, I'm sort of appreciate the quandary. And in terms of the evaluation form, I think that oral communication skills, listening skills, and nonverbal communication skills are way up there in terms of, you know, in terms of you know, evaluating people, because these are people that are going to have to work together. And granted, who evaluates is going to, you know, it's going to be hard, but I think that those are issues to be concerned about. Confidence and poise, I'm not so concerned about.
I also want to know specifically whether the CAB is supposed to represent only the voice of the people hitherto underserved by KKK. I mean, taking the demographic of Los Angeles, you know, doesn't necessarily sound like the politics of the people who were there. And so I'm concerned about, for example, the labor movement would not necessarily be represented in that thing. And I mean, there are a number of things, the religious community, certainly the artistic community is barely represented here. And so, I don't know the qualifications, if this is strictly an expansive thing. I mean, I approve completely of the idea of 333 and three others, thinking that a lot of this stuff would be satisfied by the deliberation. So I'll move to that. There are a number of people on the board that are not people of color. John White being an example of somebody who knows probably more about refugee communities in Los Angeles than anyone else here, and has worked with people for 15, 20 years on that level, and in many other things. In terms of music and art, there are other people, but I've spent my lifetime developing half of the people that are now prominent in these music and music. And certainly they want input. And what about all the people who elected me? Who specifically elected me because they thought I would have a good handle on programming. At KPFK, I'm dead serious about that. And there's absolutely no relationship between okay. So that's anyway, there are serious lacks and so the method of how these well anyway, I hope these people do
this. Thank you, Ed. Israel.
Mike?
Oh, here,
here's
this one.
Keep on
right there.
Does this go down? Yeah. Well, the very first thing I want to say is we need to have clarity specifically of what is the purpose and function of the CAB. Means from our bylaws, from the CBB, but we need to have this discussed right here before we decide what to do. That's the first thing. From memory, this almost seems like more of the COI. We're playing letter games. Committee of Inclusion, the issue we're having in the CPB. My understanding of the CPB is that this has a pretty far-ranging function. Not just Greater LA, not just Latino, not just, you follow me? In short, it should be representative of a larger, either actual and or potential community. Now, if you really want to go that way, all the way, I've mentioned this over the years before, seriously, some of the last, feel free to laugh, how about what's called sortition? Sortition is an ancient democratic process, it's an ancient race use, in which everybody at some point has a chance to take part in the government of the community. It's like a random selection. We can select randomly from our listeners if you don't want to select them on 10 million people in California. Or a random selection from a pool of people who volunteer from our listeners if this is well known. Sure, there are many years we can get a really representative selection of people on this if that's the desired function. So I think the idea of arbitrarily, and I said that not in a derogatory way, getting numbers for certain groupings of demographics is not the way I want to go. On this, unless I misunderstand the purpose of CPD. So we need, first of all, to read together what the purpose is in terms of the bylaws and the CPD, which I believe is the body of representatives, not the FCC or something else.
Thank you.
So we don't want to go from obliviousness of diversity to obsession of diversity.
Thank you. And Sarah.
I want to thank you for your work, and I also, a lot of my questions were answered, but I want to repeat a very question. We need to think about what the purpose of this committee is, and then, have our goals set accordingly. To me, putting 333 numbers, it's really not going to meet the diversity and inclusion process that we were thinking about. What about the free thinkers? What about the atheists? They are not included. another thing is like, you know, what Ed was talking about, labor community. And I also want to emphasize on what Margaret said. If we are going to recruit people, these people need to be known within their communities, not just some people who are, I'm sorry? Oh. Not just some people that because we want to have a diverse cast to include them. Some people who really want to get our message out there. So I think it's a very good start, but we need to work on it and you know, include a lot of these comments that have been given tonight. Thank you again.
All right, just before we continue the stack, I want to read the stack as it exists. We're not going to add more names at the end of the stack, so Bobby will have to decide whether we move ahead. The stack is Sherna, Harrison, Dave, Margaret, Jane, Leslie, Sonali, Simone, Simon, Bill, and Fernando. And I'm not going to add any more, and we'll have to see after that stack is completed. So let's go to Sherna.
Oh, yes, please. Bill? Bill, the one thing, could you clarify the waiting? I was hoping somebody could say, I don't understand what you designed for this election mechanism. You said you offered that, but I don't understand it. Could you clarify that before we do the other comments? So, how do these people finally get elected?
The committee would recommend this way to the board. And now there's two ways we can do it. We can just say that's not a recommendation that the committee would choose that would be made up of people of color, which is one option that's been put out, or that the committee recommends the slate, whatever it is. I feel like we should extend the number to 15 based on what people are saying. But then it would come back to this board for a final approval. So those are the two options that I've heard. But the process would be driven by that committee.
Thank you. Sure then.
I want to repeat how good a proposal I think it is. I think that the evaluation sheet could be modified. I don't think that's an issue. I want to make sure that when we talk about people of color from this board, that we recognize that we have West Asians on the board, that they be incorporated so that we can deal with the West Asians and make contacts in the West Asian community. I think one of the things that's critical is that we have a 9-person committee. That means that it's an odd number, a quorum is 5. I think all of us would trust 9 of the people from this board, including the people, all people of color, to be honest. I personally would like the basically the board to endorse what the committee comes forth with. As I said in my email, I was very concerned about the process of a public discussion. And the only way I think it would work is if alternatively it was an executive session. And I'm not sure that that's possible. I do not think it's fair, right, politically cool to have a public discussion where we're choosing among people.
Thank you. And Harrison.
Well, first of all, I'd like to say that I think we're heading in the right direction on the 12 to 15 members. I think we're heading in the right direction. With the idea of having either 3 or 4 groups of different people, groups that we are targeting for inclusion, and that those groups are particularly the underrepresented, the historically exploited groups in the country. So I think those two directions are perfectly fine. I'd like to second what Jane was saying, the proposal that I've been making that I suppose I will not make a point of. I want poor and homeless added to the list of secondary groups that are being encouraged for inclusion. I think there's the economic class is left out here. Now, the other thing I want to talk about is how we're choosing these folks. I think the purpose of the CAB is outreach. And what we're trying to do is to include groups that have not been included. And we're going about it exactly the wrong way. We are doing inreach. We are going to select ourselves to select these folks. This isn't right. I've been opposed to appointment procedures ever since I began to be involved in Pacifica. I don't want this to be an appointment process. I want it to be a matter of grassroots participation. Most of us who are on this board were elected on a commitment to have more grassroots participation, and we're going exactly away from that direction. I would like to see us go to a situation where we have a town hall, where we have people present different credentials, and we have people elected. The idea that we're going to have 9 people select these people, and perhaps even in secret, just seems to be totally outrageous.
Thank you.
I think that it would be nice for us to maybe specify proportions, but I don't think we should.